Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of authorofmyfaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman, and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women who need to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men and Habits to Break Through to a New You. This is day 11, and let's talk about friendship. Proverbs 18 and 24 says that in order to have a friend, you must show yourself friendly. We've talked about guidelines in which to have healthy, godly relationships and what not to do in your relationships. And with the scripture, I want to introduce the principle of being what you want in a friend. True friends in this life are hard to come by. So don't let the experience of true friendship pass you by. Simply because you haven't cultivated your character in order to be a person who is capable of having real, abiding friendship. And the best and most simple way to do this is exactly how we discussed. Focus on treating others the way you want to be treated and make allowances for their mistakes and their shortcomings. If you do that in the context of having healthy boundaries, you will be able to attract healthy friends who you can bless and who can bless you. The Bible also says in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10, that two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Friendship is about being a part of a network where you are not alone in this world. It's about being a blessing and allowing yourself to be blessed. So again, don't miss out simply because you don't want to take the time to cultivate the character necessary to be a good friend. Ask God to show you how to be a good friend and do that for the friends you do have and for new people that you meet. Until tomorrow, stay encouraged and we'll talk soon.